This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Here we go. This is USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. And we broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, right here on Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive, L-I-V-E. .com, GCNLIVE.com. Also on the Ron Gibson channel. Ron Gibson channel on YouTube. And also on Republic Broadcasting. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
Wow, we're going to need it to get through this. Jeez. Dr. Shealy, would you like to share what's new in your world?
Well, what's new in my world is more of the same, what I call now dinosaur feces. It's an insult to the bull. I have seen nothing but conflicting information. You can have any outcome, any current event you wish, and you can find it different on different sites. And I believe the government is at the worst it's ever been, and it's always been bad, but now it is beyond bad.
No disagreement from me. No disagreement from me. You know, I was thinking about the president, and you know, I try to use the term President Trump rather than what the media says Trump. But I have to tell you, I think he's getting bad information from people. I think that Wall Street and the international bankers have been pressuring him not to let the economy fall. And there's only two choices as I see it. One, you shut down, you lock down, and you keep people isolated so that the disease peters out. Or you let everybody do whatever they want and infect each other and die. So it's either the economy dies or people die. You know, pick one. And what President Trump has done is he's picked both of them. And so he's let people walk around. He hasn't shut down. You know, when this first happened, he should have shut down the airlines immediately. Immediately. And we said it. We said it's going to be brought to you by the airlines. And it has been. And we brought foreigners from all over the world, especially China, in here. Students, visitors, travelers, vacationers, and so forth. And they brought it with them. And they've infected our country. And he could have stopped it. He could have, but he didn't. He should have shut down the airlines on day one. But no, money, power, and greed in commerce, corporations prevailed.
Well,
and so a lot of people died.
There's one thing that makes me wonder more than everything else about Trump, and that is having Fauci in charge, essentially. Fauci is, in my opinion, one of the top criminals in the world. He is clearly a member of the Gates Committee of 300 Terra organization. And why he should be the one advising Trump doesn't escapes me totally.
Okay. But, Dr. Shealy, what would you do if you had his position, if you had Fauci's position? Would you recommend a lockdown? What would you do as a medical doctor?
Well, I would do it very differently, and I would not go through this artificial $2 trillion or more dollar nonsense that they can't afford in the first place. I mean, it's not possible. That alone is going to never be repaid.
That's correct, and it can only be paid through inflation, which means it will not, it'll never be repaid. And we mentioned this on USA Prepares many times. And that is, once this money, these $1,200, presents from the federal government to help alleviate some of the suffering, once that hits, it will be inflationary to be absolutely certain. There's no question. It has to be inflationary. But what I believe has really happened is that people whom couldn't afford to pay their bills, they couldn't afford to pay their rent, their mortgage payment, and so forth, because they've been laid off, or they've been furloughed, or they've been fired, or their company has shut down, those people were probably counting on that money to pay bills that were that occurred previously. So once that money hits, it's already gone. It's gone. Credit card statements won't be paid, can't be paid, because people have lost their jobs. So I believe that that helicopter money, whatever you want to call it, from the printing press, will be inflationary, and we will see it in higher prices, and it will be as if we never received it, because the price of everything will go up. There's no question, it has to go up. That's just simple economics. We've been saying that, and we are not changing our tune whatsoever. But it sounds like those checks that were coming out a long time ago are going to be out, now they say, this week. I'll believe it when I see it. But not everybody gets it. Not everybody gets the check. That's what I'm saying.
That's part of the government. Nonsense, as usual. You have to have certain criteria of how you paid your income tax to get it. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yep, and we paid our income tax with a check. So I think ours will be delayed like 12 weeks. Everybody gets it, well, but not everybody gets it. And I looked on the Internet that if you are self-employed, so, for example, our boys are self-employed, and they pay self-employment insurance. So they pay money to the government for the privilege of working for themselves. And they're entitled to it also, but they have to fill out more forms. At least that's what I've been reading. And it's complicated.
Well,
it's extremely complicated.
You don't expect anything to be simple, including breathing, when it comes to government.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that the main reason, and the government hasn't said this, I haven't read anything about this particular reason for passing out this, we'll call it government money, is to keep people from rioting for a while. Because when they've lost it, as Gerald Celente would say, when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. Meaning they lose their tempers, they have short fuses, and they just go crazy. And they burn down and bash and crash and break things in their path. And I think that's what's coming. I mean, well, I don't think it. I absolutely positively believe it's coming. And this $1,200 is going to be just to stop that for a while, or to slow it down for a while. But I believe there's going to be riots in the streets. I absolutely believe it. How could there be anything less than rioting in the street? Not that I advocate it, but when people are hungry.
Gun sales nationally are up over 40%.
And that's got the few that tell us what to do really, really worried. Because, you know, if you think about it, class, if you want to go visit the White House, you're not going to be able to. They've got all kinds of weapons protecting the White House, so you're not going to be able to go say hi to anybody there. But, you know, if you want to go visit the home of your Congress critter, that's a little more doable. If you want to go visit the home of your governor, that's a little more doable. If you want to go visit the home of your alleged representatives in your state representatives, that's a little more doable. The mayor of your little hamlet, that's a little more doable. Those things are doable. But at the federal level, it's not. So I think that governors and mayors and alleged representatives are really, really worried, because if they don't do something to keep the people quiet, they'll be rioting and they will get visited in their own homes. I really think that's going to happen.
I'm
Dr. Shulia, It doesn't seem like this can be medically fixed.
Well, and that's the other, the medical news is all over the place. And this idea of the CDC telling physicians to, if somebody dies, call it the virus, whether or not you've proved it. That is insanity supreme.
Okay, and I've read almost the opposite. I've read that if, not exactly the opposite, but almost, that, and that's what you said in the beginning. You said that there's conflicting information from the media and from government, I believe. Well, what I have read says that if a person dies at home and it looks like it's the virus, we don't even count that. If a person dies from what could be the virus and the person is alone, it's not counted. So how, you know, those are conflicting types of information. Count it as a virus, don't count it as a virus. And then we also have the nursing homes. The nursing homes, I talked to one of our relatives whose mother, this relative's in Florida, relative through marriage, and her mother was in one of those assisted living places in Florida. Well, they were told that they had 24 hours to get her out of the nursing home, or she would be locked in the nursing home. Pick one. So fortunately, my relative through marriage was able to get her mother out of this assisted living concentration camp. Now they can't get out. Now they're locked in. And a nursing home today, to me, is exactly that. It is a concentration camp where there's a concentration of the coronavirus in the air and spread through the air, and pretty much everyone is exposed to it, and a lot die. Isn't that what's happening, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, yeah. But I don't trust any statistic from anywhere that I get these days.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Shealy, so what do you do if you had a person in your family, one of your relatives, who was in a nursing home? What would you recommend, or what would you personally do?
Well, I think I would try to bring them home and give them IV vitamin C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I agree with that. And if you couldn't get IV or intravenous vitamin C, what would you do as a common person, you know, a non-medical type?
Well, you could get liposomal C and up it to at least 6,000 milligrams a day. And see if they tolerate that. And, of course, be sure to get them 100 milligrams of B6. Anytime you increase vitamin C, you must increase your B6 at least.
And that was 100 milligrams of vitamin B6 and 6,000 milligrams of liposomal vitamin C.
Yeah.
And 6,000 milligrams is 6 grams class.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Dr. Shealy, what's your opinion of how long quarantine should be?
Until the increasing number of unequivocal cases of the virus has begun to go down instead of up. In other words, a minimum of 2 to 3 weeks when there's a decreasing daily or weekly incidence of infection.
Okay. Dr. Shealy's with us, normshealy.com, normshealy.com, medical doctor, surgeon of the year, author of almost 40 books, and he is practicing in Springfield, Missouri.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S.
Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit gcnlife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I suggest, and I'm sure Dr. Shealy does as well, we suggest that you grow a garden. And I called Mike Knox, USA Prepares instructor. He's in Hartville, Missouri. And he has a company called White Harvest Seed Company. So for as long as we've been on the air, I've known Mike Knox, and he's been to a number of our expos. His seeds actually grow. So you can buy seeds, but not all seeds grow, and he only has heirloom seeds. So I called them last week and asked if I could give out their information. I am not being paid for this. There's no compensation. I'm doing it for all of us. So here it is. So it's WhiteHarvestSeed.com. WhiteHarvestSeed.com. And the telephone number is 866-424-3185, 866-424-3185. And if you buy online, here's a code that'll get you 15% off your first order. WHSC, which stands for White Harvest Seed Company, the number 15 for 15. WHSC 15. That'll get you 15% off. And if you want to mention my name, feel free to do that. And thank him for taking care of you, because it's difficult to get seeds right now. Dr. Shealy, you recommend growing a garden, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But my favorite, of course, is reading.
Mm-hmm.
That is my favorite.
Sometimes you have, Sometimes you have to eat, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
So growing a garden.
Yeah. Yes.
Dr. Shealy, here's something that's happening in Missouri, and I wanted to share this with our class. Farmers are putting up camper trailers, you know, the kind that you pull with your vehicle, small ones, medium, large ones, and they're now in their driveways, which is very interesting. And it seems to me, and it seems like people are in them. I left the farm to just move some hay several days ago. It's the only reason I left the farm. And I went point to point. I didn't stop. And we just hauled some hay. And I noticed that there are these camper trailers. And I also noticed that there are these sheds, storage sheds, you know, maybe 8 feet by 12 feet long. Some maybe 8 by 8. Little small buildings. And they have windows in them with screens. And it seems to me that what's happening is the farmers around here have built their own quarantine areas on their properties for either themselves or their relatives. And it seems like people are staying in these things. So I just wanted to share that with the class, that as we go further down this road of quarantine and communicability of the coronavirus and the ensuing corona panic, that may be an option. So you may want to do something like that or consider that. But, of course, you'd have to disinfect whatever it is you buy. So, Dr. Shealy, have you seen those in your travels going, you know, from your farm to your clinic?
I haven't. But to be quite honest, I don't pass that many farms.
Well, I've seen them, and I think that's what they are. Now, I can't say for sure. Maybe people just... and decided that now is the season to buy storage sheds and campers. That could be. But I think that it's bigger than that. Because the people who have these didn't look like they had a lot of money to just squander. Now, maybe their relatives said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have a storage shed dropped off in your driveway, or I'm going to have a camper dropped off in your driveway, and by the way, we're going to show up on Tuesday. You know, that could be happening, too. Yeah. I found it very difficult to buy food. Have you experimented with what it's like buying food, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I've actually been to the grocery store only once since the shutdown. And I would say probably 40% of the people, the shoppers, wore masks. And I found everything I needed at Harder House.
Mm-hmm. And that's Harder House in Springfield?
Yeah.
Okay. You found everything you need. That's incredible, because I've been trying to buy online and have it shipped, and it's tough. I can't. Sam's Club, I just try to buy one item, and they'll say it's in stock, and I'll quick ship it, and they don't have it. I've even experimented with go to pick it up, you know, click and pick it up. They don't have it either, even though they say it's in stock. So zero success. We'll be right back with Dr.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The U.S. is leading the world now in the number of coronavirus deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says there are some good signs when it comes to the numbers of hospitalizations and ventilator incubations, but he also says he doesn't want to make it a premature decision to ease up on social distancing.
If you just say, okay, it's whatever, May 1st, click, turn the switch on. Obviously, if you do it in an all-or-none way, there's an extraordinary risk of there being a rebound.
They're in cleanup mode across much of the South today after a deadly Easter Sunday tornado outbreak. At least seven deaths are blamed on those twisters. Oil prices are now mixed after OPEC and its allies agreed to historic production cuts in the face of a glut of oil. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well,
today,
God, you're
take my when you go to the feed
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, there's a gal, she's actually the mayor of Chicago. Her name is Lori Lightfoot. And she's been on the news with a face mask that says, stay home. Okay, stay home. So her message is stay home. And what she did was she told people that Well, getting your hair done is not essential, so stay home. So what did she do? Well, she got her hair done. And so now she's being criticized for being a hypocrite. And of course she is. So she's saying, don't do what I do, do what I say. And she said, and here's the quote. She said, quote, I'm a person who, comma, I take my personal hygiene very seriously. As I said, I feel like I needed to have a haircut, and I'm not able to do that myself, end quote. So what she's saying is, don't y'all be going out getting your hair cut and your roots dyed. Stay home. It's not necessary.
I can get mine.
But she said...
Y'all stay home so I can get mine.
Right, right. So y'all don't be making a big line for me to get in so I can get right up to the chair and have it done quickly. So there she is. So and the point I'm trying to make is it's always the same thing. The people in government tell us what to do, but they don't necessarily follow their own recommendations, edicts, demands, and so forth. They do, you know. While we all have to have this shared sacrifice, except us, right? Because we're the government. We don't have to share in any sacrifice. That's just for you all peons, the bottom 93%. So I just wanted to share that, Dr. Shealy. There's a gal, 15 years old. And we talked about this weeks ago. We said that my words were something like, I think that the young people are going to go stark raving mad. They are not going to be able to cope with staying at home. You know, once they're ordered to stay at home, the lockdown is going to be very, very difficult on them and for them. Well, a very sad story. There's a gal by the name of Giovanni. Now, let me spell this. So, J, big J, little O, apostrophe, big V, little I-A-N-N-I, Giovanni, last name Smith, killed herself last week in Stockton, California, in her home. And her mother, Danielle Hunt, believed that Giovanni's death was caused by the pressures from coping with the self-isolation during the corona pandemic panic. Now, she was a sophomore and an athlete at high school. And the mother wants to share the story so that maybe it can prevent the suicides of other children. So here we have a 15-year-old who couldn't stand the isolation and killed herself. I have a feeling that the pressures that these young people feel are very, very strong, and I don't think they have a coping mechanism as maybe the our generation, my generation, your generation, Dr. Shealy, has in order to cope with this, because we used to do things. We used to play outside. We used to invent our own entertainment, if you will. We didn't have to go to the movies to be entertained. We didn't have to have a cell phone to be entertained. We could do things on our own and amuse ourselves, right? Entertain ourselves, make things, invent things, build things, fix things. That's what we used to do. But I don't think young people have been encouraged to do that, and I think they're at a loss as to what to do. Your thoughts on what would cause a 15-year-old?
There's no question about it. Let's face it, the suicide rate has been increasing over the last several decades anyway, because people just don't know how to live.
Yeah.
Living is a broad-based theme. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
Yesterday,
I remember at age 9 when I had an infection in my right knee. And in those days, they just cut it open and left it open, and I had it for 3 months. I couldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. I sat at home, but I played Monopoly with a neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. yesterday here at the farm. I had a couple minutes between tasks, and I got this long rod. It's probably an inch and a half diameter, probably weighs 20 pounds. And I got a bucket of fertilizer and a trowel, and I started, it was just lightly drizzling. Took this heavy bar out with a point on it, and I slammed it into the ground, made a hole, slammed it in again, and started putting fertilizer in the ground around, grapevines, fruit trees, berry bushes, and so forth, so that, they'd have a better chance of growing and bearing fruit. And what I'm saying is, if young people lived on a farm, they could do the same kind of thing. Now, was it a lot of fun carrying this heavy rod around the farm? Absolutely not. But it's productive. It was heavy, but yet it was something that was worth doing. But I have a feeling that we have trained our young people not to think like that. We've trained them to feel that, instead of going to classes to learn things like plumbing, heating, electrical, wiring, air conditioning, auto body repairs, auto mechanics, hairstyling, things that you actually do with your hands, we've taught them to just use keyboards and mice. And you don't need to actually frame a house and learn how to frame in the trades classes at high school. You can do it virtually. You can build a house with a mouse. You don't need a hammer. You don't need nails. You don't need a saw. You don't even have to work up a sweat. You don't even have to get dust in your eyes. You can do it right on that screen. And I think that's one of the reasons that we've gone astray. And I believe that's one of the main reasons is that that suicides have increased for decades. Because for decades, we've pulled those trades out of the schools where people actually did things. For example, you don't need to dissect a frog in biology. You can do it on the screen. There's a big difference between surgery on a screen and surgery in real life. Yes, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I really enjoy doing it live, so to speak. However, I agree. Even I do many, many, many more things on the computer than I ever imagined I could 20 years ago.
Well, would you rather have, if you were leading a team at the hospital, would you rather have your surgeons be trained on a screen or in person?
In person. Mm-hmm. No question about it. There is a difference between the three-dimensional aspect that you get in person that you can get on a screen. Mm-hmm. But halitosis is better than no breath at all. Yeah. So any training is better than none.
Mm-hmm. But you don't get your hands wet and put your hands in plasma if you're using a mouse and a keyboard, right?
Well, of course not.
And you don't need to wear a face shield if you're using a computer screen.
Unless somebody's near you.
Yeah. Good point. So the coronavirus, the news I'm reading, they keep giving us little dribbles of information. So the coronavirus, now they're saying, may be twice as infectious as thought, with an R-naught of 5.7. So when it first came out, the R-naught was 1.2 to 2.1. So your government class was saying that one person could infect 1.2 people, which really means four infected people could infect a total of five on the low end, or one person could affect 2.1 people. Well, now they're saying we're a little off. It's actually twice that, so one person infecting 5.7. So if you rounded that, you'd say one person infected six. Our numbers from early on, now I studied science, but I'm not a scientist, and I'm certainly not a medical doctor, but my intuition, my estimation told me that the number was between 12 and 16. And Miles in Europe said, well, in some areas it's 20. So, I guess 12 to 14, and Miles brought it up to 20. So now the government has said, well, we were we're wrong by, it's actually twice what we thought it was. So I just want to let you know, class, that if you think that you can believe anything the government says, you need to have your head examined. Let's see. We've got George in New Hampshire. Welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hi, Dr. Shea. Hey, Vincent.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to weigh in on one thing about the suicide rate increase. In the early phases of World War II, they said the British found that because they were such a navy, a seagoing power, they said that the U-boats were having a field day sinking British shipping. Well, they said they were finding on a not uncommon basis that they'd find survivors in the lifeboats. They had plenty of rations in the lifeboats and everything to be life-sustaining, and they might have been in the lifeboat for maybe a day or two. And they said they would find these young men dead. And they said what they found was that these men hadn't really been toughened or hardened, these young men. And they said they came up with this program called Outward Bound that ultimately came here. I don't know if either of you gentlemen have heard of it.
No, please continue.
Well, the Outward Bound was... it was like a survival course that they'd teach young people and adults, all ages. And what it would culminate in doing, it was they would drop them off for several days on an island that had different things, and they'd teach them about how to forage and different things. And they'd drop them off on an island, I think it was up in Maine. And they said the island had plenty of flora and fauna that, in other words, they could basically eat, they could get by, and they'd have certain survival skills. And they found that, you know, by culminating into that experience, that they'd leave them there for several days, and they'd have probably some provision where, in other words, if there was an emergency, they could get them off. But no, it was basically they were on their own. And also the way the Native Americans would have the rituals going from, you know, youth into manhood, they would have them basically have to go off by themselves and no food, and basically just stand out in the wilderness in some place, and it could go on like for 3 days. But it was a toughening process, but it was also a process in which they might have a vision that would reveal to them what their life course should be.
George, would you like to hold and tell us more through the break?
If that's all right, sure.
Yeah, and I'd like to mention something about U-boat 68, Carl Merton's boat. We'll be right back.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, Dr. Norman Shiela is with us, and George is with us in New Hampshire. George, you were talking about suicide, and you were talking about World War II. Please continue.
Well, I was just going to say is that they found the same thing, too, with people who get lost in the woods. What I've heard is that the majority of them that don't make it, some of them, of course, will die from exposure, but some of them, they said, it's partly they die of shame and hopelessness. And I think a lot of the young people today, they've lived in such a controlled environment where basically everything's at their fingertips, and most of them didn't know what it is to go through any types of disruptions or hard times. I'm not going to say all, but I'm saying too many of them, they've ended up where they basically feel that, you know, how many times have you, Vincent, or you, Dr. Shiela, you're on hold, and the person on the other side said, and only like maybe a few seconds have gone by, and they said, we apologize, we're waiting for the download, or we're waiting for this. And I said to myself, I would say to them, I said, look, I'm from the generation when we used to have to wait several minutes for the television to warm up. And I actually had one young woman in the bank when I told her that. She blurted out, really? Like she couldn't believe it, and everybody burst out laughing. But I tell people, I said, take your time. Don't worry. I said, you know, I don't mind waiting a little bit, you know. But
George, it's very interesting what you're saying. I have co-hosted on another network, and it's very, very interesting. And let me contrast the two different networks. Without mentioning the other network. So we are originating on Genesis Communications Network. I can see on the screen that you've been with us for 9 minutes, 13 seconds. And I could also see how long that you had been on hold before I answered. So what I've seen at USA Prepares on Genesis Communications Network is that calls will come in and people will wait 5, 10, sometimes even 15 or more minutes. And they stay with us. And on another network, I was told when I was guest hosting or guest co-hosting, you got to get to the calls quickly or they'll drop off. Well, I'm not used to that. I mean, I'm used to, if I'm talking with Dr. Shealy, I'm not going to interrupt him and say, yo, hold it. We have a call.
I got a call.
This is Dr.
Shealy.
because it's not polite. Okay, so if there's a break in the discussion, that's the time to take the call. At least that's what I think. Now, I haven't been trained in how to do radio, so I really don't know, but that's what I think. So, but I have noticed that when I was guest hosting, I would go to take a call and they'd be gone because it took me too long. Now, it's not like it was idle chatter. It was waiting for the right second, the right moment to take those calls. So that, I think, is what you're saying. So the audience, our class, is different here at GCN when we're live than when I'm guest hosting for someone else's broadcast. And they're interested in rapid response and short, you know, come on the air, short questions, short answers, and next call. I'm not interested in doing that. So I have seen exactly what you're saying. So some people don't have the attention span or don't have the endurance to wait on hold to be on the air, whereas others, like at USA Prepares, they do. So very interesting that you're saying that. And I think that has a really big impact on these young people's inability to be patient.
Like I said, I'm sure, Dr. Shealy, you see in your practice people who, just with a little bit of patience and focus, you know, they could be doing so much better. And you've seen many generations of people pass through your medical career. And what have you noticed, if you don't mind my asking, about, say, the older generation, meaning like maybe Vincent's, Mayans, and also the World War II generation as opposed to today? Could you give us some insights on maybe
it's called patience. Waiting in patience. In other words, today's world, people have no sense that things happen, wait, they won't now. Instant gratification, that's the difference.
Instant gratification, total agreement here. And George, I think what you were saying earlier in this call is that when you're put on hold, the person who put you on hold, that business that you've called, they'll come right back to you after 20 seconds. Still there? Still there? Of course I'm still here, you know. I'm at your mercy. Of course I'm still here. And I guess they're kind of surprised. But I've heard young people lose their temper because they've been on hold for a couple of minutes and they just can't stand it. George, I've got a comment about, you're talking about World War II and being on a lifeboat. I've got a comment about U-Boat 68. Would you like to hold? I'd love to hear your comment.
Sure. All right. Yeah, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, Captain Carl Merton, M-E-R-T-E-N. Interesting story. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.